is KDKA.
Of the Westinghouse Electric and Manufacturing Company in East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We'd appreciate it if anyone hearing this broadcast would communicate with us, as we are very anxious to know how far the broadcast is reaching and how it is being received.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, April 25th, 2019. Today's the birthday of Italian inventor and electrical engineer Guglielmo Marconi, born in Bologna in 1874. Known for his pioneering work on long-distance radio transmission, the development of Marconi's law, and a radio telegraph system, he is credited as the inventor of radio, and he shared the 1909 Nobel Prize in Physics with Carl Ferdinand Braun in recognition of their contributions to the development of wireless telegraphy. Marconi was also an entrepreneur, a businessman, and founder of the Wireless Telegraph and Signal Company in the United Kingdom in 1897, which became the Marconi Company. He succeeded in making an engineering and commercial success of radio by innovating and building on the work of previous experimenters and other physicists. In 1929, he was ennobled as a Marchese by King Victor Emmanuel III of Italy, and in 1931, he set up the Vatican Radio for Pope Pius XI. He was born into the Italian nobility, the second son of Giuseppe Marconi, an aristocratic landowner, and his Scots-Irish wife, Annie Jameson, whose grandfather, John Jameson, was a renowned whiskey distiller. Marconi did not attend school as a child and did not go on to formal higher education. Instead, he studied chemistry, mathematics, and physics at home from a series of private tutors hired by his parents. His family hired additional teachers for him in the winter when they would leave Bologna for the warmer climate of Tuscany or Florence. From his youth, Marconi was interested in science and electricity. In the early 1890s, he began working on the idea of wireless telegraphy, that is, the transmission of telegraph messages without connecting wires as used by the electric telegraph. This was not a new idea. Numerous investigators and inventors had been exploring wireless telegraph technology and even building systems using electric conduction, electromagnetic induction, and optical signaling for over 50 years, but none of those efforts had proven technically or commercially successful. At the age of 20, Marconi began to conduct experiments in radio waves, building much of his own equipment in the attic of his house. Late one night in December 1894, he demonstrated a radio transmitter and receiver to his mother, a setup that made a bell ring on the other side of the room by pushing a button on a bench. Supported by his father, Marconi continued to do his research and develop devices, such as portable transmitters and receiver systems that could work over longer distances, turning what was essentially laboratory equipment into a useful communication system. In the summer of 1895, Marconi moved his experiments outdoors on his father's estate in Bologna. He tried different arrangements and shapes of antenna, but even with improvements, he was able to transmit signals only up to a half mile, a distance Oliver Lodge had predicted in 1894 as the maximum transmission distance for radio waves. The big breakthrough came in the summer of 1895, when Marconi found that much greater range could be achieved after he raised the height of his antenna and, borrowing from a technique used in wired telegraphy, grounded his transmitter and receiver. With these two improvements, the system was capable of transmitting signals up to 2 miles and over hills. Marconi's experimental apparatus proved to be the first engineering-complete, commercially successful radio transmission system. And the rest truly is history. Or you wouldn't be able to hear me say, I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 25th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.